The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It is a solvable problem, but is one that unfortunately spikes after one event and then fades into the background until something else happens. This is not a problem simply of Ferguson, Missouri. This is a problem that is national. I'm going to be proposing some new community policing initiatives that will significantly expand funding and training for local law enforcement, including up to 50,000 additional body-worn cameras for law enforcement agencies.
All right, that's the president talking about Ferguson and the summit that he held at the White House, which included civil rights leaders, law enforcement types, his cabinet, etc., discussing some ideas to change the conversation, not just in Ferguson, but in other parts of the country where there is tension between minorities and police forces. Reaction to that include Donald Trump saying Obama's inciting people over Ferguson. Charles Barkley, who you catch on TNT if you like hoop, and the former Philadelphia 76er, says that the people who burned down businesses and did the things that they did in Ferguson are scumbags, and that what happened to the officer who resigned, it should not have happened because he was doing his job, and that the media stirs things up and creates this firestorm over what is going on in inner city areas and police departments. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope you had a fabulous turkey day and got a chance to take a breath, as we all should now and then, and actually enjoy the fam or friends or yourself, where you could just kick back and watch football or take a timeout. You know, as an adult, I love timeouts. I wouldn't like them when I was a kid. Of course, we didn't have timeouts. We had, you will not do this, and we paid attention. But regardless, timeouts, with how they're described today, I would take them as an adult, if you understand what I mean, just to relax and just to take it all in. Especially, it's been a heavy couple of months in this country, and there have been a lot of debates and a tug of war over the Democrats and Republicans and where we're headed as a country and what happened in Ferguson starting in the beginning of August when Michael Brown was shot and killed, and now the protests that have ensued since then, and immigration and what's happening with immigration and the executive action, and will any of this be reversed when we have a new Congress starting in January? So these are more than interesting times, let's say, to be living here in the United States. And Congress in session until the 12th, but might be hanging around until the week before Christmas. Will we see once again that we're talking about funding the government? And will money be held back as a result? Meaning, will we have furloughs again? Will we have the same conversations that we could trot out from just a few years ago? All signs point to hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Sadly, Jody Lee Hunt decided that he was going to kill four people in four different areas in West Virginia, and then police found his body in the woods. But when it first started to happen, there were some local schools that were closed down. And when I say local schools, because this was spread in a pretty big area, there was even conversation about shutting down West Virginia. Of course, that didn't happen, West Virginia University in Morgantown. But certainly many people were pretty scared when they started to hear about what was going on. And part of the reason why is because it was so spread out. And then it's about putting the pieces together. Why is this happening? The aftermath is always about that. But what happens while it's going on is, wow, do we have lockdowns in the schools? Is this just random shooting? Remember the D.C. sniper and what happened there? So Jody Lee Hunt, there was a manhunt for him, but he killed himself in the woods, and that's where they found his body in West Virginia. And it's the northeast part of the state for people listening in West Virginia. And it was mostly around Westover. He owned a tow truck company, and the people in the neighborhood are starting to say, oh, geez, he seemed like a nice guy. But then upon further review, he had written some kind of crazy rambling things on Facebook, not saying I'm going to go and kill four people in four different areas, of this township, but that he felt like he was being done wrong by a woman in a relationship. So, I mean, here we go again. Who's going to see red flags? We have psychologists on, and they say, well, you have to look for signs in people and what they're saying to you and what's going on. But the people around this man, who seemed just like an everyday Joe, had a company, was working, drinking coffee, saying hi to people, they didn't suspect anything like this. So there's no details on the specifics of how the poor people all are tied together. But certainly the police believe that he knew all the victims, and it's looking like that's exactly what that was about, that he was going for some kind of a revenge kill, if you will. Jeb Bush decided he was going to come out and take a big swing at the press while he was meeting on Ferguson and other police departments and talking about cameras, body cameras for cops all over the United States. The former Florida governor slammed the president for his immigration order for going way beyond what other presidents have done, including his own father. Supposedly, as I told you before, I had some pretty good inside scoop a couple of months ago that he was definitely going to run, or definitely wanted to run. Now there is an announcement that he is thinking about running. This is what you call dipping your toe in the water to see what comes back. And some feel that Jeb Bush would be one of the early favorites of business type of Republicans who want the White House back in 2016. But could he unite the whole party, meaning the Tea Party, etc., and another Bush? I think there are people in the party that would not be happy with his positions on immigration, and some of the things that he believes in with education reform, too, could come back and bite him. But don't be stunned when he declares that he's interested in running for president. He's already hinting that he doesn't know if he'd be a good candidate or a bad one, that he kind of knows how a Republican can win, whether it's me or somebody else, and it has to be much more uplifting, much more positive, much more willing to be practical. I don't know. Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, somebody else that could jump into the mix. Coming up next, a special guest. You don't want to miss this. Hang with us. We're talking about vets and insurance. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We have Kevin McKechnie on with us. He is the executive director of the Health Savings Account Council and the American Bankers Association's Office of Insurance Advocacy. Boy, that's a mouthful. But let me tell you, in the middle is the really super good stuff, and you are going to be so upset by what we have to talk about during this segment here on America Tonight. Over 500,000 veterans are still waiting to see the doctor. And remember, we were talking a lot about this, and we have been talking about a lot about this on America Tonight. Many of you called to tell me your stories of what's happened in different parts of the country and what you've experienced. And now here we go, wrap this into healthcare woes as well. Kevin, thanks so much for popping on the show. As always, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And good evening to you.
So what is it that people don't understand? What have you found that the problem is still not fixed?
It occurred to us as we looked over the VA problem that the real challenge here is relieving the pressure on what is a static system. Most people don't understand that veterans have to find a spot in a static number of spots at an established VA facility. We thought we would give them a choice. If they embrace our financing product that about 20 million Americans already have, as the federal government has, as Fortune 500 companies have, they could go shopping for healthcare services in the private healthcare network and not have to rely on the VA for that service. That would relieve the waiting lines and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, and apparently that hasn't happened because of what? Partially because of the confusion, the waits, the whole thing?
It hasn't happened because that would require the government to think creatively, and they're terrible at that.
Yeah.
They've got a static system. They have a bureaucracy that's entrenched. The new secretary, Secretary McDonald, has done yeoman's work trying to bring energy and reform to that agency. But what we really need is a new paradigm. What we really need is a way for veterans who just need routine care to go find it without having to petition the VA for that service. And we think health savings accounts are the answer. As I said, they're already available to federal employees through what's called the Federal Employee Health Benefit Network. There's a problem, right? You've got a Veterans Administration that has access to the kind of health care that allows you to shop when you need treatment, and they're not able to provide that same service to the veterans they're sworn to serve. It's a shame.
Yeah, no kidding. So obviously some people are trying to make some noise about this, and it makes sense that you would try to make some noise about it, but there are other people that are jumping on this, right, to try to say, listen,
there
it's
are
just...
veterans groups, our organization, the American Bankers Association, what we're really trying to do is just say there are solutions, and they're off the shelf. You don't have to go through some year or two-year process where you invent something unique and force everyone to liaise with the new bureaucracy you create. You can simply empower them. There's already something new from Congress. It's called the Veterans Choice Card. And really, it's just another identification card. Our point is actually make it worth something. Let veterans save for their own care. Let veterans take that money that the Veterans Administration was going to be paying anyway. That's a key point. Let them take that money and go shop in the private system. And that means there won't be long waiting lines. That means all the routine care can be done now at existing healthcare facilities, and the VA can work on treating veterans with serious health issues and not have to worry about veterans with just routine care issues.
And there's a lot of veterans with routine care, isn't there? I've seen them at some of the hospitals.
There really is. I don't know exactly what proportion routine care versus chronic care versus emergency care finds its way into veterans' facilities. What I do know is that health savings accounts and their qualifying health plan really do make it more easily accessible for people that have these plans to go to hospitals and get this routine care. They can do it quicker. They don't have to bother with a bureaucracy to get there. In other words, they're using their own dollars. They're making their own choices. And so it does two things. It means that probably the administrative costs of the program go down. Probably the waiting lines shrink. Probably the routine care gets done in private systems, so it gets done quicker, and it gets done using the veteran's health care provider of choice, a very important concept. And ultimately, it just relieves the pressure on the whole system until that system can be reformed, which is right now, it is not.
Yeah, do you think part of this is obviously the whole bureaucracy and how it moves slowly and whatnot, but also could it be part of the kind of the power thing that, we don't want to go there. We already have our system. Thank you. We're just going to slowly tweak it. Because a lot of times that's what happens when you have a monolith, especially one that's under a microscope.
I think you're exactly right. The veterans system is a closed system. And so you want care, you go to one of their facilities. This would be new. What we're proposing would be different. What we're suggesting is the secretary build a pilot program, test this concept, see if veterans like it, see if the bureaucracy likes it. How do you manage to introduce private choice into an entitlement program? Well, first of all, you do it only for those that want it. So it's very important to understand that any veteran who wants to wait in line and go to his veterans facility can certainly do that. But there should be a choice. If veterans want to opt out, if they would like to go and shop where you and I shop, for healthcare services, they should be allowed to do that, and they should be empowered to do that. And the technology to do that is 60 days away from when the secretary says go.
Yeah, and if you think about it too, Kevin, there are a lot of veterans who have children, who have spouses, and they go to they already have a doctor. They already have different care. And how much easier would that make it? It probably wouldn't be that difficult to have it happen, right?
Well, it wouldn't. And the people that have that care, again, back to the irony, it is absolutely the case that we can find a veteran who needs to find his care with a veteran's facility married to somebody who works for the Veterans Administration, who gets their insurance through the FEHBP and gets to shop anywhere, anytime they want.
Yeah, crazy. Well, let's hope it changes, because as you said, there's a new guy in town, and with the new secretary, if he decides, okay, we're ready to do this, let's do a pilot program, then it can happen within 60 days. Because one thing he's trying to do is cut some of that waiting time and everything else out of the way, and this would solve that dilemma, because you wouldn't put them in the mix with the people who needed serious, serious attention. I love it. Kevin McKechnie, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Kevin McKechnie, as we said, he's the executive director of the Health Savings Account Council. And health savings is where a lot of people have gone because it makes sense for them, especially if they're healthy, but just the amount of people on it, what they've been able to do with it. But I think that they have a great point. For veterans, it would be a great option, especially those who don't have the serious ailments, and then it would create a clearing, if you will, of those that are stuck waiting and waiting. Because you've got, 600,000 or so veterans. There was information the other day that was just in the USA that said it was 600,000 veterans. 10% of the people who actually use the VA patients that are continuing to wait for a month or more for appointments at hospitals and clinics. So we know that there's been progress in dealing with the backup of cases, the huge backlog of cases, and it forced the former secretary out to retire early, and now McDonald's in, and he's making a difference. But can you imagine cutting it even more, the overall wait time, and those who could easily go in and see a doctor of your choice? It makes sense to me anyway that the doctor of your choice thing should be available to veterans. I don't understand why that isn't already happening. It already hasn't been implemented. But I would love to see whatever can happen to push the monolith out of the way is a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing. And all that new information that just came out shows that dozens of hospitals and clinics leave a quarter or more of their patients waiting 30 days for an appointment. 30 days for an appointment. That's just ridiculous. And some of the major offenders are like Baltimore, Jacksonville, Florida, and Atlanta. And the amount of appointments that they have on their books, it's incredible. Can you imagine if that happened to you or me? You have to get in. Just think of it. You think you have shingles. I keep seeing Terry Bradshaw on the commercials talking about shingles. Whatever you think you have. But something where you want relief. You want to be seen. It's one thing you call up your doctor and it's 2 days, right? And then you think, 2 days. I can't make it 2 days. Can you imagine 30 days, 60 days? It's still, to me, outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Stay with us. We're jumping the fence. I'll meet you on the other side.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Mancow for you. Here it is, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't you love that? You get to do that in our mailbag. Our mailbag's coming up here on America Tonight. And in between, there's certainly some blanks to fill in. There's such a big push now for Christmas because, you know, the weeks will fly by. Where hurry up, you got to get your presents out there. You got to ship them. And the countdown is on. And our countdown is on to the top stories from this past year. Boom, just like that. Before you blink your eye, 2014 is over with. Hard to believe, isn't it? It really is. This year of all years, to me, really felt as though we just dove into the year, and then before we knew it, was gone. I'll tell you what, swinging into 2015, first of all, at the tail end of the week, we will find out whether Mary Landrieu gets reelected to her Senate seat for the Dems in Louisiana. But right now, early going with the voting, not looking good. It's not looking good. She's behind so far. But until everybody is in the runoff, no way to say. But the whole idea of the comeback is not looking like she's going to pull it off. pull off one of those overtime wins, she's certainly in jeopardy of seeing it slip away. And I think part of that is because of the push that there's been from Congressman Bill Cassidy's Republican friends who have poked holes in some of what Landrieu's done, and also because he's got more cash. What Cassidy has versus what she has, there's a big difference. The Democrats kind of abandoned her in Louisiana. They set her on a barge and said, bye-bye, it's okay because we've already lost the Senate. Even though Hillary Clinton, who could arguably be one of the most influential Democrats these days anyway, held a private fundraiser for her on Monday. And Stevie Wonder is doing a fundraiser for her later in the week. So she trails Cassidy by 15 percentage points going into the Saturday runoff. And this is the average of polls of the nonpartisan Poll of Polls website. Real Clear Politics pumps it out. So she's trailing at this point. That can change when more people vote, because Landrieu beat Cassidy on Election Day 42-41%, but it goes to a runoff because neither one got 50% of the vote. And there was a third candidate who got 17% of the vote, and that 17% is expected to stay with the Republicans. So if Cassidy wins, that gives the Republicans a total of 9 Senate seats, net seats, this year. So that's what they were able to gain, and that gives them the majority, which they already have the majority. Already have the majority, but this just adds to the pile. And she's facing, this is what happened. There were a couple of things. Energy was one of the things, and also Obamacare was another thing. And part of it is the approval ratings of the president. She certainly couldn't run on any coattails there. And the first time around, it was different. That's exactly what happens when the president was running, when Obama was running, and there was a lot of excitement for Obama, including in Louisiana. But this time around, a much, much different scenario. And with Cassidy getting help from Rick Perry, governor of Texas, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio in Florida, they were looking for him to pull it out need be on election night. And because it was so close, now it looks like it slips away from her. So how about that? Besides the runoff election, when we swing into 2015, the push will be on for people to declare that they're running, the Republicans and certainly the Democrats. I mean, Hillary Clinton has already hinted at it. We would have to be blind to not realize in reading and hearing and listening to everything that she wants to run. We know that. It's everywhere. But she hasn't officially said it. So there would be the official announcement of Hillary Clinton saying that. And the same with Jeb Bush. It's pretty clear. That's why he's starting to pump up the volume on his appearances and more people are talking about him, because I think he's very serious about running, but wants to make sure that he has a fighting chance to get that nomination. And if you put up Rand Paul and you put up, I guess Rand Paul would be the best one. If you put up Rand Paul just head-to-head against Jeb Bush, would Jeb Bush get it over Rand Paul? It could be interesting because Rand Paul has the legacy of the former congressman of Texas, but certainly nothing like the Bush legacy. And ultimately, who would curry more favor with the money people in the Republican Party? But there's going to be more, I think, than Bush and also Rand Paul. Ted Cruz is interested. Certainly Chris Christie is interested. Bobby Jindal is interested in Louisiana. How many people come out of the woodwork? Who else comes out that hasn't been discussed? There could be somebody that may be very, very surprising. All right, Grimm is hanging in our virtual caller green room, so let's pump him up here. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
I'm doing fine there, Kate. I'm going to stick my big toe in the pond and say, grim de la grim for prez.
Well, you're going to have to raise some money, big time money.
Jesse didn't. You had him on your show, just like him. I got something I'm going to send you that I'd like for you to get to him, because he's absolutely right about the pay wages of the rich. But about this Ferguson, as president, I'd have my appointed attorney general draft a general disposition, to wit, the governor, lieutenant governor, federal court justice of St. Louis District, and the local municipal judge of Ferguson all agree upon its enforcement. Now, if any of them encountered by the media, they'd all be sworn to one comment on how the situation is going to be handled. Just as the single catchphrase of no more is being advertised in dealing with abuse, the formal rhetoric response we would all state, and only that would be, stop it. The actual action taken, one, for those that are for the most part demonstrating peacefully, yet there's one bad apple that throws an open drink container filled with their urine at a policeman and can simply be arrested and put on hold for. Second, those that utilize this as a means to loot, burn, and destroy. The use not of C2 gas, but of knockout gas, a gas that simply puts the crowd to sleep. Once unconscious, officers can gather up IDs and remove items from them that they might use to harm themselves or do harm. Then radio the cattle trucks to come in, load up each person along with the others that were individually arrested. Once loaded, the trucks would head south on I-44 for about a three-hour drive, to which most all inside the cattle car would be coming to a little dazed and confused and begin to witness that they are arriving on a military base, Fort Leonard Wood. When the truck stops, the back gate is open. They have a lot of basic training soldiers hollering and getting in some form of formation. Then a big burly drill instructor would quiet them and read from the very agreed upon document. Since all of y'all are so headstrong as to fight for your right to demonstrate, yet refuse to do so according to the law, then as judgment agreed upon by all those that have the legal right to take this action, you all have been involuntarily inducted to serve 2 combat tours in Afghanistan or Iraq or any other area of conflict after receiving basic training, which is the sentence I am here to enforce. And if you think that you can just refuse to do nothing, let me tell you right now that you better learn everything I teach you, because whether you want to go there with a body bag or a weapon, it doesn't matter much to me, because you will be put on a transport to defend what you so much fought so hard to get here for. Now, the reason for 2 tours of combat is after the first, one might think, oh, well, that's over. But with a 90-day leave and to come home and see just what you was fighting for and knowing you're going back, as well as how grateful and the thanks you get when you come home, well, it just might change them a little. It might even cause that one particular person that threw that bottle of urine to look up and find the cop he hit and find out he, too, is a veteran and say, I am so sorry. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Wow, interesting. I'll tell you one point that you made there, Grim. I think that if you look at what's happened in Israel, where everybody has to serve unless you have something physical, imagine how different it would be if everybody had to serve. To be an American citizen, you had to serve at least a year or two. Yeah, just like Israel. I think your point, if you look at it like Israel, I think people would feel very different if that was the case. Men and women, by the way, so there's not any kind of a gender bias, thanks, Grim, in Israel. I think there's your solution. And it would be very radical for this country because we have a voluntary military, right? When was the last time we had the draft? So it would make a world of difference, I believe. Coming up, we're checking the mail next on America Tonight.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hard to believe, as I've been saying, just the other night I said this, that we are in December and the push is on. We are in the middle of the holidays, starting to see people that have lights up. You're seeing certainly the menorahs are lit and whatever it is that you celebrate. We're seeing a little slices of that around the United States at this point. And with that happening, a lot of people are kind of in the giving mood. And you gave and gave and gave when it came to the emails. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
We start off, and this one is from George, who listens to us in the great state of Illinois. And George says, hey, Kate, I hear that there's a guy named Bob, who I think is a buddy of mine, that emails your show frequently. So big shout out to him. My deal is, you mentioned something about Christmas, and you mentioned something about Hanukkah and the holidays and whatnot, and the whole consumerism thing, and I have to agree with you. Unfortunately, I'm not to be a bah humbug person, but it's so over the top that it's almost that obligatory run out at the last second, get some people some things, throw it in the mail, pay too much for the shipping because you're too busy and you're not organized. And I don't know. It just feels like a commercial day to me. Does it feel that way to you? Well, you heard me talking about the holidays that, that you know, when everything starts early and you start to see the Christmas commercials and, you know, all of that, that it just feels like it's kind of being foisted on us, and that's too bad. I guess if you can could ring it back in. Some people are doing that, by the way. Some people are doing things where, with big families especially, not that they haven't done that in the past, but they're having, you know, one gift where somebody draws a name, and they still might give gifts to their individual family. But when they all come together, instead of having 50 presents for every single person, a lot of times they're doing it that way and putting something clever attached to it, like it has to be a gift that's under 25 and is this, or it has to be something, you know, clever, or that kind of that white elephant thing where they pass the gift around, and I don't know. It does feel that way to me. It just does. Okay, here's another one. This one from Jeb, who says, Merry, Merry, and Happy Hanukkah to everybody listening to America Tonight. What a year it's been. I can't wait to hear your shows on what you think the top 10 stories were for the year. I have my own list. I will call when you do that. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks we're going to do it, and I will announce that, those specific shows. And absolutely, you can call now. You can send me what you think the top stories are. I said Ebola would certainly make my top five. That there's no secret about that. That's was huge this year. That would be there. And then there's a couple of other things. I think ISIS and the beheadings, the sickeningly, that would also make my list. It wouldn't make top five, but it would make top 10 things that were discussed. And when I say things, terrible things happening in the world. How about this one from Brad? Kate, I love it. I heard you mention about gas prices in your neighborhood. Oil prices are some of the lowest that we've seen in 5 years. You might actually be able to pull in somewhere in the United States and get $2 a gallon for regular. Isn't that crazy? It is crazy. They're saying it's going to be, you know, crude oil is like $65 a barrel. I always say that if you want to know what you're going to pay at the pump, just look at how much they're getting for a barrel. Look at any of the exchanges. And $65 is crazy. And part of that is because it's been pretty slow in Europe and China. So the manufacturing there, and they're not cutting the output, and they're just continuing to roll on. That's why you're seeing $65. If it gets to $40, you will absolutely see $2 of gas, $2 for regular for a gallon. Absolutely. And with this rumbling, we haven't seen anything like this in a very long time. In fact, I can remember the opposite. I'm talking about how disgusted we were and how gas prices were ridiculous, how they were through the roof, and four was the norm. I think the threshold in the United States is four. Four is the number, absolutely. Where with it gets to four and everybody's upset. Everybody's upset. How about this one in a different direction? I love it. We're really, as I said, this was, you guys were giving me lots of different things in the mailbag. This one from Joe listening to us in Illinois, and he says, Kate, the Bill Cosby thing, I heard you mention it's up to like 20 women, all the allegations. And I'm sorry, I just don't buy what his lawyer is saying, that people are coming out of the woodwork and it's a witch hunt. It's not a witch hunt. You have that many people, that many different decades describing similar things. There is no reason, incentive for any of those women to come forward. It doesn't make any sense for that to happen. What do you think happens to Bill Cosby in the long run? Well, Temple University, kind of not too far from where I grew up, that's the end of Bill Cosby and Temple University. For a long time, he was part of the board of trustees, and they would just brag about it. He was there for 32 years. That's an incredible time, an incredible amount of time to be on a board of trustees. So that's it. He went to Temple, and he's out. He's done. He resigned. Of course, he was going to resign because there would be pressure to resign. There's just so many that have come out, so many women that have come out publicly accusing him of all kinds of things, mostly sexual misconduct and being drugged and then being raped, that this is now, I think, what we're going to see over and over again with Cosby. His attorney is this guy named Martin Singer, and he keeps denying the claims. He even had a written statement that says it defies common sense that so many people would have said nothing, done nothing, and made no reports to law enforcement or asserted civil claims if they thought they had been assaulted over a span of so many years. Yeah, because they figured they weren't going to be able to, people weren't going to believe them, especially in the earlier days. Bill Cosby, famous, revered, versus somebody, some woman in the 60s, talking about what happened and with no proof, unless immediately they went to a hospital. And I think they were, I think a lot of them were afraid. But regardless, this is where we're at with that, and I think you're going to continue to see it. Here's another one from, in a completely different note, from Gail listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. Kay, we love you in Sarasota. So glad that you're on the air, and I love when you talk about your family in Florida. We can't wait for you to come to Sarasota. You need to come down here and do a show. The conversation about Black Friday, we would have to agree, except for people are very polite here in our little corner of the world. And so Black Friday wasn't so terrible. Cyber Monday is probably bigger for everybody. And that makes sense because you can get free shipping and deals and you don't have to leave the confines of your home. Very true. Cyber Monday. I made a cheeky remark on Facebook where I said, unlike the fighting that we saw in a couple of the stores on Black Friday, nobody's hitting each other with their laptops or their cell phones or, you know, whatever. So Target, which has had a lot of problems bouncing back from the security breach they had, I guess they really were trying to draw people into Cyber Monday. And as many other retailers, I mean, what retailers weren't trying to do that? And Amazon, of course, is going to be huge. They were having a deal every 10 minutes. And there was like a 50% discount on certain things. They had TVs for under $300. They had all kinds of things that you could jump on at Amazon. They know it. They know that they, especially with the free delivery or the other things that they offer. Walmart had Cyber Week on Saturday. They were offering up to 50% off, somebody was telling me. And there were a couple of other stores that did that too, because they realized they would just take advantage and they would go early, kind of like the Black Friday things where that was starting on early Thursday for some stores where you had to be there on site. Kind of the same thing with Cyber Monday. I bet the numbers are going to be really, really big. I think the numbers are going to be much bigger than in-store Black Friday. If we were going to pit the two against each other, I believe Monday wins out. And like I said, part of that is because it's so easy and the free shipping. And if you're organized and you know what you're going to get and then you're getting all this discount on top of that, yeah, absolutely. And Amazon has revolutionized, I think, so many people's ideas of or idea of what they can get and how quickly they can get it. And it is pretty amazing how fast you can get things delivered to your house nowadays, even during the holidays, when we're talking about having it shipped to you or shipped somewhere else. All right, remember, if you want to be a part of the mailbag, so easy, send me your thoughts to americatonight.net. Click on contact.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.